Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 30th, or July 31st, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Mars is the planet of action, aggression, and conflict. Mars is also hasty and impatient for results. Since July 11th, Mars has been transiting in sidereal Cancer. Cancer, one of the water signs, is based in the emotions. It is a highly reactive sign. Mars is considered in Vedic astrology to be debilitated in Cancer. In other words, some of its worst traits are manifest in this sign. Also, on July 23rd, we had a new moon in Cancer, which was closely conjunct Mars. Thus, the lunar cycle kicked off with a decidedly Mars vibration. And this energy pattern has been really obvious for the past week and will continue for the rest of this lunar cycle. It was another week of high drama in Washington, D.C. The fur was flying in Congress as well as in the White House. The main event in the Capitol this past week was the big kerfuffle over repealing Obamacare, which, as foretold in a previous edition of this astrology blog, was doomed to failure. But not before lots of brinkmanship, acrimonious debate, and threats on the floor of the Senate, from the White House, and in the media. In the end, it came down to one surprise vote. Or maybe not so surprising, considering his reputation for being a maverick. Senator John McCain was the surprise savior for Obamacare, voting no on the so-called skinny repeal, which was Mitch McConnell's last-ditch effort to give the Republicans a better-than-nothing win. Maybe it was McCain's imminent confrontation with his own mortality that changed his mind. Anyway, here's the chart of the voting, which took place in the wee hours of the morning on Friday, July 28th. Note that the rising sign is Taurus, the sign of value and worth. Its ruler, Venus, had just recently moved into Gemini, the sign of mental agility, capable of thinking one thing while saying something else. The surprise outcome would be signified by Uranus, planet of unexpected events, and rebels, in the 12th house of the unknown. Saturn, planet of endurance, stubbornness, and the status quo, is strong in the 7th house, opposing the ascendant. Meanwhile, Neptune, planet of confusion, but also planet of idealism, occupies the 10th house of success. Meanwhile, at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, the weekly installment of the reality TV show Reign of Trump did not disappoint. Trump's newly appointed communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, seems to be just as volatile as his boss and just as careless with his tweets, earning him the nickname Mini-Me among West Wing inhabitants. He has already assumed the role of gunman for his boss, threatening the White House staff, adding more insecurity to an already unstable situation, and drawing even more comparisons to the mafiosa godfather style of Mr. Trump. No sooner had he taken up his new position than a verbal knife fight broke out between Scaramucci and Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. Make that ex-Chief of Staff, as Mr. Priebus has now joined the dearly departed. And, postscript to all of this, after barely more than a week, Scaramucci himself has joined the ranks of the dearly departed. So why is all this happening? Notice that in Mr. Trump's natal chart, the Mars transit is afflicting his 12th house, the house of the subconscious mind. Simultaneously, retrograde Saturn has been plaguing his natal moon and opposing his natal sun and lining up precisely with Ketu and Rahu in his chart. All of this puts huge pressure on Mr. Trump. A Leo rising person naturally sees action as a way of dealing with things. And this is even more the case when, like in Trump's chart, the Leo person has Mars, the planet of action, conjunct the ascendant. Mars is the planet of war, the planet of the military. With Mars being the troublemaker this month, no surprise that something happened concerning the armed forces. Last Wednesday, in a move that caught many by surprise, Trump issued a ban on transgender people serving in the military. The order was issued via the president's favorite communications device, Twitter. The confusion and anger was near instantaneous. Trump's tweet appeared to immediately put thousands of service members in jeopardy. The military branches were blindsided by the commander-in-chief's announcement. They had not been alerted that any of this was coming. By the next day, congressmen and Pentagon officials were maintaining that since it wasn't an official formal order, there would be no change in policy until such time as Mr. Trump went through with the more official formalities. If it wasn't obvious before, certainly last week's events left no doubt. Donald Trump does not even acknowledge the principle of conflict of interest. He doesn't see any conflict of interest having his children, his relatives, working in the White House, using his position to further the ends of his personal business interests. The astrological reason for this is that Donald Trump is Leo rising. Leo is the sign of the king. The king sees his own interests and those of his kingdom to be identical. One manifestation of this royal attitude is using the Justice Department to defend him from his own political enemies. This is not the purpose of the Justice Department. Last week, Trump made it abundantly clear that he was very unhappy with his Attorney General, and all but asked him, Mr. Sessions, to resign. Why hasn't Jeff Sessions left already? The accepted answer is that Mr. Sessions has many allies amongst the Republican senators, and that firing him would cross a line with them that would have dire consequences for the president. Astrologically, we can easily see this as a manifestation of Saturn's transit grossly afflicting Mr. Trump's chart. Saturn is the planet of the established order. It is the planet of restriction. By its placement, opposite his natal sun in his 10th house, Saturn is restricting his freedom to act. Mars, simultaneously transiting in his 12th house, causes all this doubt and paranoia in Trump's mind. This difficult planetary transit combination afflicting Trump's chart continues through August. Okay, that's it for this week. And now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.